Is the president immune from prosecution? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That was the subject of oral arguments today before the U.S. Supreme Court. Attorneys for former President Trump claimed a president cannot be prosecuted for acts done on the job. Well, the government argued the Constitution doesn't provide for presidential immunity.
Justice Jackson worried about the implications of the court granting sweeping criminal immunity for all future presidents.
If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
If the court operates as it usually does, then tomorrow there will be a vote behind closed doors, a private one, and the justices then from there will begin the job of writing the opinions.
Fox's Shannon Bream at the High Court while the former president's business record trial continued in New York.
Former American Media CEO and president David Pecker testified he paid former Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 for the lifetime rights to her story about an alleged affair with former President Donald Trump. Pecker said, quote, "We didn't want this story to embarrass Mr. Trump or embarrass or hurt the campaign." Pecker clarified those concerns came from himself and Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, not Trump.
Fox's Nate Foy at the courthouse. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's 2020 New York rape conviction has been thrown out because the judge allowed women to testify about their allegations against Weinstein that weren't part of the case. Actress Ashley Judd calls the ruling institutional betrayal.
I stand shoulder to shoulder with women who have bloody knees. Because male sexual violence may knock us down, but we get right back up.
The district attorney promises to retry the case. The NFL draft is tonight. The Chicago Bears expected to make USC quarterback Caleb Williams the number one pick. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pro-Palestinian protest continues at New York's Columbia University. The NYPD bracing for counter-protests this evening.
Columbia's leaders say they'll continue negotiating through at least midnight with the student protesters who've now refused to leave a campus lawn for more than a week. In the meantime, there is a United for Israel rally planned for this evening, and signs of solidarity with Israel are starting to emerge across the campus. Jewish students have placed Israeli and American flags across the campus for the rally, but now some of the pro-Palestinian students who've camped out are chanting and marching around those flags. Just yesterday, House Speaker Mike Johnson said military force could be on the table to clear out the protesters' tents because he's going to urge President Biden to use it.
Fox's CB Cotton in New York. The University of Southern California canceling its large graduation ceremony 2 weeks from now because of continuing unrest on campus. Tennessee state lawmakers have passed legislation that would make it a crime for adults to help minors receive gender-affirming care. That bill announced now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk. President Biden announcing a $6 billion deal with chipmaker Micron to boost domestic memory chip production.
That money is going to be used to build two microchip fabrication plants, one just outside of Syracuse, New York, and the other one in Boise, Idaho. Biden was joined with the likes of Senator Chuck Schumer and also New York Governor Kathy Hochul to celebrate this initiative, which they say will create 9,000 jobs locally here and will eventually produce advanced computer chips that will be used in everything from TVs to cars and in artificial intelligence. Now, Biden says this delivers on the promise to bring manufacturing jobs
back to America.
Lydia Hugh of the Fox Business Network. But Wall Street much lower today after the GDP came in well below expectations. The Dow lost 375 points. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.